All right, look in your Bibles, the book of 1 Kings tonight, the book of 1 Kings. I appreciate everyone being in the house of God, amen? Amen. And I'm about preached out, amen? And allergies, and you preach like I do, and you got allergies, you're going to tear your throat up, amen? But I appreciate the Lord helping us in these days. 1 Kings chapter number 18, and I'll begin reading verse 41 tonight. I do ask you to pray the Lord to touch us and help us that we'll be able to preach. Now, if you get quiet, you're going to make me preach harder, and it's going to throw my voice slap out. Amen. So you get with me and help me, and they'll help me. Amen. Amen. I do want you to pray, Lord willing, we'll leave in the morning to Cornelia, Georgia. Begin revival meeting Sunday at Grace Baptist Church there. You pray the Lord help us with the weather. Amen. You've ever pulled a fifth wheel, you know what it's like. And so you pray the weather just hold up when we get off the mountain. Amen. And I'd appreciate you praying that way. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for making us feel at home. Amen. You're my kind of people. Amen. I like country folk. They just go to worship God, not show out and all that other business. Amen. I appreciate folk just go to worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, 1 Kings chapter 18, and beginning in verse number 41. Bible says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight. One more time for letting us assemble together with your people in your house. Lord, I'm glad for that wonderful day that you reached down and looked in my sin and lifted me out, washed me in the precious blood, wrote my name in your book, and I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for it tonight. Lord, I pray for a little while you to know these lips of clay that I might preach the preaching that you bid me tonight. Lord, we're thankful what you've done in the other nights, but Lord, we're in a new night, needing a fresh touch. I pray, Lord, tonight you save that sinner. I pray for your people, you'd help them. Lord God, help us to be faithful until Jesus comes. May you be glorified, magnified here tonight, and we'll praise and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I read to you, no doubt, familiar verses dealing with the man of God by the name of Elijah. As you study his life in chapter 17, it is though he comes out of nowhere. He steps on the scene as God's man, delivering the message of judgment to Ahab, and he's prayed, and the heavens shut up, and there's no rain for 3.5 years. And we can deal with other things about him. Here in chapter 18, we find the showdown on Mount Carmel, where Ahab, his prophets of Baal, Elijah on the mountain, and how God, from a short prayer, not very many words, but from a heart that poured out to God, and God answered and sent the fire and took care of the sacrifices. By the way, I'm going to tell you, our God is still the only God that can hear and answer prayer. Amen. Amen. Nobody else can do what he does. Amen. And we find that the fire has fallen. And then Elijah, in the verses we read, has sent his servant, had to go look out toward the sea, because James said that Elijah prayed again. Amen. Hey, I'm glad we can pray again. Amen. By the way, let me throw this out to you. If you're a young Christian, you don't bother the Lord one bit coming again and again and again of praying. Even if it's the same thing, it doesn't bother the Lord. Don't let anybody steer you away from praying. You just seek God. God hears and He answers prayer. Oh, we find that he sends his servant to look toward the sea. And the Bible said that servant came back and he said, there is nothing. I don't know about you, but here's a man that's prayed and the heavens shut up. Here's a man that gets fed by the ravens down at a brook. Here's a man that goes to a widow woman's house and a barrel of meal doesn't run out and the cruse of oil does not fail. Here's a man that prays and fire falls out of heaven. But here he prays and sends his servant and the servant says, there is nothing. I want to tell you tonight, there are going to be nothing times in your life and in the life of the church. Amen. Now, I love to shout. If I'd had more voice, I'd holler a whole lot more this week. I like going to meeting. You're not going to make me nervous. You go to shouting and worshiping, I can jump in. Amen. I love to worship and shout. I will tell you, sometimes you're going to go to church and end your own life, there's going to be nothing. Amen. I know that ain't what they're telling you on TBN. Amen. If you don't know what that stands for, I'll tell you. The Total Baloney Network. Because meter by meter, life is not grudge sweeter. Amen. This world is waxing worse and worse. But the good news is, though it waxes worse and worse, Jesus Christ is alive and well. He's on the throne. He's in control. And feelings or no feelings, hey, it's still good to be a child of the living God. Amen. There'll be those nothing times. There'll be times that there's no freshness. Now, for you super duper bionic Baptist, you pray for the rest of us that don't always have fresh stuff. Amen. Sometimes I get down, read and study my Bible, and it's like the verses jump off the page and begin to cut cartwheels in my heart, begin to stir me and bless me. Oh, and it's like honey, and you can't get enough of it, and you're soaking it in and soaking it in, and it excites you and thrills you. Then other times I just flip, and I flip some more, and I just can't quite get a hold of nothing. One preacher friend of mine said it like this, and I'll say amen, agree with him. I have been on Sunday morning after trying to study in the week and studying on Saturday, get up on Sunday, still ain't got a clue what I'm going to preach, and I've been tempted to look at the back of the cornflake box and see if there's an outline on it. Amen. Now, for you other preachers, that don't happen. Pray for the rest of us. Amen. There's sometimes there just ain't any freshness. Sometimes you can come in here and say, amazing grace, and man, the God bumps will run up down your arms and your neck, and you begin to shout, rejoice. But other times we say, and it just ain't no freshness. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, sometimes there are those nothing times. No freshness. Sometimes there's no feelings. Now, I have something I can feel. I do. but I'm not running on my feelings. If I was running on my feelings, I wouldn't preach as near as much as I do. Folks look at me and they say, Lord, every time you preach, you hollered, sweat, and spit, and jump, and care. Don't mean I'm feeling nothing. That's just my delivery. Amen. That's right. Hey, that's just how I give it out. There's sometimes I feel it great down in my heart. Amen. But there are those nothing times where there's no feelings. Now I want to help us right here. Everybody look at me. I want to help you right here. Sometimes we get in these kind of meetings and man, it gets high night after night. And Brother Rusty, we get in big ways of talking sometimes. Our mouth outruns our brain. Amen. You may not holler much, but I'm going to help you. Amen. And we get in a big way and get some stirred up. We'll holler out, bless God, if you ain't a feeling nothing, something's wrong with you. Not necessarily. Because the psalmist talks about us being as a winged soul. A baby's cute and it'll nurse or feed off a bottle and that's great and you feed it and you carry it and you handle it, but there comes a time that you got to wean that child. Get him off of getting something from mama and just starting to love mama. That'll sink in on you later. Sometime God will wean us off the blessings, as we call them. Wean us off the feeling that we just love Him for who He is and not just for what He does for us. Amen. He's done plenty for us anyhow. And we ought to just love Him because He's God, and beside Him there is none else. Amen. So sometimes there's no feelings. I've been in the glory and it fall around me and not a drop on me. I thought about you just a month or two ago. I was preaching somewhere. Me and you was in a meeting together one night and it broke out. And I'd been going through some stuff. Nobody knew it. I was bad. God had me hemmed in. Boxed in. Couldn't shout. Couldn't feel nothing. Amen. That night I saw a fella with a youngin' under his arm clear about three pews. And they was running past each other in the aisle. And I said, dear God, I'd like to get in on that. And couldn't feel none of it. Amen. Are you hearing me? I'm going to tell you, you're going to have some nothing times in your life. No freshness, no feelings. There's sometimes there's no fruit. Amen. Now I'm going to preach right here a minute. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I am not impressed with this crowd that church hops. They'll go down here a while they shout. And when the shout dies down, they go somewhere else where they're shouting. That's shallow. That's shallow. If you can't make it through the wintertime with us, your shout ain't much to it. Amen. I'm going to say this one more time. That crowd that comes through the valley, boy, their life has crumbled around them. How the doctor's report was not good. How the children aren't turning out right. But they still go to the house of God, whether there's any feelings or not, have freshness or not. And they stand up and say, I just want to tell you that God's good. He's been better to me than I deserve. Hey, they're wading through hell by the acre. But they're still faithful at church and they're still giving Him glory that's rightfully deserving to His name. Amen. That's the crowd that impresses me when they shout. Amen. Amen. Those that are like a roller coaster, that don't do much for me. Amen. Now don't down me tonight. I'm helping you. Amen. There's those nothing times. Hey, church, them times will come again and again and again. Somebody said, we're shouting it out in our place. Shout on. I'll fan you on. Amen. But there's going to be a time. Going to be nothing. Amen. Amen. No freshness, no feelings, no fruit. Nobody's getting saved. Nobody's sailing out to go serve God on the backside of the desert. Nothing. Amen. Well, preacher, what should we do? I'm glad you asked, but I'm going to give you out four things y'all keep doing. Number one, preachers, when there's enough in time, preach on.
Amen.
Amen. Whether they're shouting and jumping or not, you just go back to that place of study, get in your Bible, and you pray, and you get something from God, and just go back and preach it as hard as you can preach it. Whether they shout or pout, you just go again and preach on.
Amen.
Sometimes when we think we flopped the worst, we've done the most good. Holy Ghost reminded me today, as I was studying, this has been on my heart since early yesterday, for tonight and today, God, the Holy Ghost reminded me. Last year, we had took our fifth wheel to central part of the state, and we got there. Looked like going to be a good day. Set up and hooked up to the power source. Did not know it. It's one of the first times I had not used my meter to check the outlet, and I plugged in, and it shot 220 through my 110 system. You know what that did? It burned everything in there, the refrigerator, the inverter, got it all. If it's plugged up, it fried it. I'm going to tell you, my heart sunk. That's my house. I'm not, I ain't camping 52 weeks a year. That's my house. Amen. And here we are having to scramble, throw stuff into vehicles. They have to get us a motel room for 2 days and then switch to another for the rest of the meeting. I promise you, and I got to preach Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday, I wasn't feeling nothing. Can I be honest? Be honest with you. I can help you be honest too. I really thought about this saying, I think I'll go back to Asheville. I'm not as spiritual as some are. Amen. I know that night we went to eat while they was trying to get some things lined up against that first motel. Sent the youngest on into Bojangles. Me and my wife sat in the truck and about our head began to cry and pray. But I tell you what I did do. I told God, I want to thank you. Lord, you've been good to me. I don't understand and I can't do nothing about all of it. But God, you're still good.
Amen.
Amen. I preached that week and man, it wasn't much movement, wasn't much going on. But I found out down the road a few weeks later, hey, somebody gave me a phone call, had been coming to that meeting from another church, and they said hello to me. I said hello back. They said, Brother David, I just called to tell you that our girl got saved last night in a meeting and said, I want to tell you something, preacher. Said she got under conviction up there in that meeting. Every night God tore her up and she couldn't sleep. I had no clue. I felt like nothing was happening. I thought, God, you ain't a million miles of here. I want to tell you, friend, how God still works when you don't feel nothing and you just got to preach on.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Ain't time to change fields. It's time to just get back to the plow.
Amen.
Hey, go again and preach. Go again and present on. Some of you been witnessing somebody. And you've been telling about Jesus. And it seemed like they're not wanting to listen. And they're running somewhere else and ain't got time to talk on the phone. And they'll talk to you about anything but the Lord. What do you do? You just keep going back. Can I ask everybody something here tonight? I know there are a few here tonight that got saved the first time God dealt with it, and you can. If you'll turn to God when He's dealing, you can get saved the first time He speaks. I know some that did. But how many is like me and didn't do that the first time? Amen. How many times did they keep coming back to you? Amen. How many times did that one at work say, I love you. I sure would like for you to go to church with me. How many times that family member said, I want you to go to heaven with me. I want our circle in heaven to be right. I don't want it to be broken. Amen. Oh, over and over. They didn't give up. They just kept presenting Jesus to us until we got in.
Amen.
Amen. Can I say something else? And I'm hurrying. I'm exhorting you tonight. Not only go again and preach on, present on, but let me say go again and pray on. Now listen to me. Praying is the hardest thing you will ever do. There are those times, Brother Rusty, I've got down to pray and the answer come immediately. I mean, friend, if it had been wrote in the sky, it couldn't have been no plainer. Amen. I wound up pastoring my last church, getting down to pray for them. The pastor had died. I just was praying for them, and the Holy Ghost said, I'm sending them you. And I never told nobody. Number one, I thought I was going crazy. You just know the situation at that time. I thought I was losing my mind. But God put me there. It came quickly to answer, but sometimes I prayed. And I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and it seemed like the answer would never come. Amen. What do? You just go pray again. Amen. I think something like Pastor Brother B.P. Bull told me years ago. He said when he was in Bible college down at Tabernacle, Dr. Harold Satt was alive then. He said, Brother Dave, I was going through one of them times. I couldn't pray. The heavens was brass. He said, I came up on Dr. Sattler walking down the hall. He said, Dr. Sattler, can I talk to you? He said, yes, sir. And said, Dr. Sattler wouldn't even stop. He just kept walking. He said, Dr. Sattler said, what do you do when you pray in the heavens of brass? And that doc didn't even look at him. He just said, just pray like you can't, and kept on walking. Amen. There's some pretty good wisdom in that. You don't give up and you don't quit. You just keep going back to that secret place and pray until God moves on the scene. Amen. Amen. Hey, some of you are going through that. Some of you have been praying for family and everybody else's children is getting saved but yours. Amen. Everybody else's family is sold out serving God but yours. What did I do, preacher? Pray on.
Amen.
Amen. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. God set this thing. Now, have you noticed that? It's something for vote here. Amen. You need to grab some of this tonight. Hey, I wish I could tell you we're going to shout all the way to heaven, but hey, there are going to be some sad times and some low times mixed in with all the high times. Amen. I'm telling you, just got to go and pray. Elijah said that he went and he prayed again. Did you notice what he said to that servant? When the servant came back, he said, there's nothing. He said, go again 7 times. That's the number of completeness. And the Bible said, and the 7th time, he saw this little old cloud. Like a man's hand. And he come back and said, Elijah, he's a little one. He said, jump up, boy. You better go tell Ahab rain's about to fall. Amen. Hey, what? Just kept going. Hey, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't faint in the journey. Thank God, just keep on praying until God moves on the scene.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just so they said, I was debating whether they even say this, and I've seen people who prayed and prayed, and they've even said, preacher, I'm just wondering, is God ever really going to do it? Amen. Now, before you get real religious, you better look back in your life. How many times you just began to wonder, God, is this really going to amount to anything? Amen. And I heard a preacher tell someone one time, man, it stuck with me. It's helped me. And it helped them. They said, that time you think it ain't, it's when it's going to.
Amen. Yeah.
God got a real way of making sure you don't get no glory.
Amen.
Amen. He'll work it out where only he can be glorified in the result that comes from the prayers. Amen. Hey, go again, preach on, present on. Let me say this, go again and praise on.
Amen.
Amen. I done told you, I'll hoop and holler whether I feel anything or not. Hey, that's right. Well, they looking at me real odd right there. Someone said, oh, you want them shout on the credit. Well, let me help you with this credit business just a second. I used to say that. I used to, bless God, I'll just shout on the credit. I was preaching wide open one night in a revival meeting, and I mean, it's getting pretty good. And I hollered that out. I said, bless God, I'll shout on the credit. And the Holy Ghost said, son, how can you shout on credit when it's paid in full?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. From then on, I'm just saying I'm shouting on fact.
Amen.
Amen. Just because who he is, what he said he'd do, hey, feelings or no feelings, whether the crowd gets in it or not, hey, I ain't shouting to stir you up. I'm shouting to give him some glory and to praise him because he's worthy. Hey, if he doesn't do nothing else, he's worthy. And by the way, he keeps on blessing anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to praise him when it's up, praise him when it's down. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, I'm not telling you I kick my heels up all the time. Son, in the weakness, I still say, God, you're good.
Amen.
Lord, I love you. I don't understand right now, but I love you. Amen. I'm glad that God is on his throne.
Amen.
I'm glad it ain't up to me and it ain't up to you what goes on in this world. Amen. Because we all like everything different. The weather would never be right. Because you like it one way and I like it another. As far as I'm concerned, turn it up and let it get 90 and let's sweat. I like it hot. Other folk like it cold. Amen. We can't do nothing about none of it. Amen. Just got to take what is put out for the day. Amen. But I tell you what, whether I like the circumstance or not, he's still good.
Amen.
Let me help you with something about this good business. I hit this other night. I said, we call somebody good because how they treat us. And that's right. They're mean as a devil if they've snubbed us or if they've done us wrong in some kind of way. Remember what that means? That's the right answer. Amen. And that's right. If they're good to us, boy, they give you the shirt off their back. Amen. But take the word good and write it on a piece of paper. G-O-O-D. You take G-O-D, God, out of it, and what you got? A big nothing. The only good in you and the only good in me is God. Amen. Because he is good.
Amen.
I'm not good. You're not good. But God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, just go again. I don't know what we're going to face when Jesus comes. I ain't got a clue. I'm looking for Jesus to come any moment. And to be real honest with you, I'm not all that old. I'm middle age. I'm looking for him to come more now than I ever have in my life. They used to tell me so many old time saints, when you get older, you'll get wanting Jesus to come. I said, you preach about now. I was 15, 20 year old right through all that, preaching Jesus come. They said, son, you think you want him to come right now? They said, you get a little age on you and you really gonna want Jesus to come. And I found that's right. I'm getting tired of down here. Brother Rusty, I've seen sin wreck too many people's lives. Tore up too many churches. Amen. I want to see Jesus come. But between here and there, the just shall live by faith. Not by feelings, but by faith. Told Brother Rusty before during the service tonight, leaned over and made his statement to him. Preacher friend of mine, Brother James Bumgarner, was preaching years ago, and he made this statement. Boy, it stuck with me, and he's right. He said this. He said, feelings will never lead you to faith. But faith will always lead you to feelings. Amen. Go home stewing that a while. Amen. Feelings won't get you to faith. By the way, you can get fooled by feeling. You think I'm kidding? You get to heaven, ask Jacob. Is that right? He got fooled by feeling, didn't he? when his son come up here and said he was Esau and he wasn't Esau? Mm-hmm. Remember, he told him, come up here. And he touched him. Yep. Yep. Looking for that hairy man. Yeah. Yep. Got fooled by a feeling. Yep. Amen. 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 You better learn to walk by faith and shout on what God said and just go on. Amen. 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 Be thankful when you feel it, but when you don't, say God's good anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, it kind of leveled back off. I know. We've been in that area up yonder and sailing wide open, and he's bringing us down. Because when the meeting's over with, we're going to have to walk.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's right. Every meeting's got to close sometime.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been hearing the will of God. I know that much. I'm thankful what God's been doing. I've been getting help.
Right.
Amen. It's been a blessing to preach and have liberty to preach.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But hey, there's them days where there's nothing. You just keep on going.
Yeah.
Till Jesus come. Stony Fork, keep going.
Amen.
You other churches, keep going.
Amen.
Don't throw in the towel. I hope this ain't my only visit here. I like to come back sometime. But I tell you this, and I do some return visits some places. There's some places I've been preaching for 18 years in a row. And that's just how they felt led, and that's all right. Everybody's different. Let me say this. What grips my heart is when I go back and folk are missing. And I learned a long time ago, I don't ask the preacher first of the week. I just kind of wait around and see if maybe they're sick or they're working over. But in the week, I finally get up close to preacher. I said, preacher, where's so-and-so? You know, sit over there. And boy, they was in this, and they testified three times in that one service. You remember that? And man, they seemed like, boy, they's on fire. And this is what happened. He goes, he ain't going to say another word. I don't know what he's about to tell me. He's hung his head. And they say, preacher, they got upset at something. They've kicked out, got snared in some kind of sin. They're out of church completely. The home's a mess. That's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. I tell you, it's so refreshing when you go back to a place and folk are still serving Jesus, still staying with the old-fashioned way, still liking preaching. Amen. Just hanging in there. Hey, they've had their high times, but they're still going.
Amen.
Church, keep going till Jesus comes. I believe he could come before morning. Amen. That'd be wonderful if Jesus had just come. Hey, if he come before we said amen tonight, that'd thrill me. Praise God. It's just good to go right here. Here in this hall or this cove, just as good from here as any other place I know.
Amen.
Just keep going. Don't throw in the towel. Keep on going.